Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Friday, December 3rd. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. You know those vacant homes in El Sereno that Caltrans bought a couple years ago? Well, actually many years ago, and planned to tear down to run the 710 freeway extension all the way out to the 210 freeway? Well, the extension never got built and the homes never got torn down. KPCC's Phoenix O says the city of LA now plans to turn some of those homes into affordable housing.
We're standing on a Caltrans lot at Huntington Drive and Lowell Avenue. This is one of the 77 parcels that the city wants to buy once Caltrans opens bidding. Most have boarded up homes that the city wants to rehabilitate. Councilmember Kevin DeLeon says there are also plans to build accessory dwelling units on many of the lots. Some could even become park space.
Given the housing crisis right now throughout the state, but especially it's acute in Los Angeles, this is a really golden opportunity. It's surely not the panacea to all the housing woes that we have in our region, but it is one step forward, especially with the whole saga and the drama of the 710 freeway.
The homes have been vacant for years. Homeless families moved into some of them about a year ago. Activists argued no one should be homeless when homes are sitting empty. CHP officers forcibly removed the families the night before Thanksgiving last year. A new state law enables LA to purchase these lots for the original price that Caltrans paid for them. The city has set aside $2.5 million for this purpose. I'm Phoenix So.
The LA City Council today approved an agreement with LA 2028, the local group in charge of the 2028 Summer Olympics and Paralympics in Los Angeles. That agreement spells out what LA 2028 will pay the city to hold the games here. That includes security costs and disaster insurance, plus reimbursement for extra city services. It also outlines what the city of LA's liability is should the Olympics lose money. The 84 games didn't, and youth sports in Southern California still get the benefits of those profits. We told you yesterday that the California Department of Water Resources has told the Metropolitan Water District not to expect any water at all from the state water project this year. That's water from Sierra snowpack runoff. The MWD supplies about half of Southern California's water.
We're in as bad a shape, if not worse, than we were in year 3 and 4. Of our last big drought, with our reservoirs being perilously low.
That's Felicia Marcus. She used to chair the State Water Control Board, and she says it's time to get creative, like LA's plan to recycle 100% of its wastewater someday.
So Southern California will be the epicenter of climate adaptation, especially if you add stormwater capture to it.
And that's when you collect what usually runs down storm drains and flows into the ocean and instead pump it underground so you can use it later. LA's available groundwater right now is down 50%, and that's because a lot of it is polluted. Speaking of pollution, the AQMD has issued what it calls notices of violation to LA County and four businesses over the big stink still coming from the Dominguez Channel in Carson. We get details from KPCC's Julia Paskin.
The South Coast Air Quality Management District says it's citing four companies and LA County. The agency says it all started with a large fire at a Carson warehouse in September. As firefighters hosed down the flames, chemicals from stored beauty products were washed into the sewer system. From there, the contaminants, including ethanol, flowed into the Dominguez Channel. That sped up the decay of plants in the waterway and released hydrogen sulfide into the air, the chemical responsible for the rotten egg smell. Residents have complained of headaches and nausea since the noxious smell arose in October. AQMD is giving notices of violation to the companies that stored the products and own the warehouse, and to LA County for not cleaning it up. And that could result in civil action. I'm Julia Paskin.
You know, every day KPCC's Larry Mantle features a COVID-19 expert on Air Talk, and we bring a snippet of that conversation to you each afternoon. Today, Larry spoke with Dr. Shruti Gohil. She's an infectious disease specialist at the UC Irvine Medical Center in Orange.
You know, I just got off of the inpatient wards, and everyone that I was meeting that had COVID and severe COVID were unvaccinated, just everyone. And yes, young and healthy. You know, we've had patients that are, you know, in their 20s and their 30s with lungs that look like Swiss cheese. So yes, the rates are lower in younger people for severe disease. True. However, boy, I couldn't tell you from those that I have in my mind right now, I couldn't tell you what their risk factor was, and they are severely ill / dying.
Dr. Shruti Gohill at the UC Irvine Medical Center in Orange. What's the takeaway? Get vaccinated now ahead of the spread of the Omicron variant. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.